Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show. It's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money, and you're sick and tired of that, and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom and cash flow and that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, if you're lucky and the market smiles at you just right, but right now to live that life that you love, doing what you love with those you love. But more importantly than just getting rich, about living a rich life, because as you're blessed financially, you can expand that stewardship. You can impact more lives. Thank you for allowing me to impact your lives today. Thank you for binging, sharing, making us seriously the top 1% of podcasts in the country, if not the world. And again, you're awesome. Thank you so much for tuning in and doing that. As a reminder, go check out our Facebook page, the Money Ripplers page. Go check that out. Follow us on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go follow us there. Participate. We'd love to hear from you. So go check that out now. Hey guys, have you wanted to invest in real estate? How would it be if you could do that with just $100 and get good, consistent returns? Well, that's exactly what our friends at Pre-REO does, where they buy these properties in bulk and at discount, be able to turn around and sell them or and or rent them to create profits. And they do this in crowdsourcing all your monies together. And as a result, pay you a consistent 7% return on your money paid monthly. And on top of that, guys, you even get some liquidity options too. So even though you can have your money in there for years, you are allowed to be able to access that money sooner if you needed to. So if you're interested in being able to invest in real estate with just $100 or more, whether you're accredited or not, go ahead and reach out to our friends at www.prereo.com/moneyripples. That's prereo.com/moneyripples. Check them out. So today, you know, guys, I got something that's just been burning in my mind. And again, many people will ask, they're like, Chris, like, you know, why are you doing what you do? Right? Well, why do you keep doing this? What is it you're really trying to accomplish? Why don't you just be financially independent and just take it easy? Why don't you just go travel the world and do whatever you want? The truth is I can do all those things, but I'm here for one big purpose. And that purpose is to totally 100% for you. Really, we are here for you to help you create that freedom. You've heard us say this many times before. Our vision, of course, by 2030 is to have over 1,000 of you financially independent. That means you're out of the rat race. That means you have more passive income coming in than your expenses going out. That is the first level of freedom. There's more levels of freedom beyond that, but that's the first step, getting you liberated to where you're work optional, where you can work because you want to, not because you have to. Why do I care? Well, the reason we care so much is because we want you to be there. I want you to experience what I've experienced. I feel like there's no reason why I can't share this. Again, it would be so much easier just to have a nice, easy life, just do my own thing with my own investments, my own income streams, and just be happy. Sit back. I could just do this podcast and be happy. But at the end of the day, when I meet my maker, just so you know, I believe in God. I believe in it. I believe that we will come to a place of judgment, and he's going to ask not whether you're a good or a bad person, but instead he's going to ask you, what did you do with the gifts and the blessings that you were given? And I feel blessed. I feel blessed. I'm in a country where I can express that freedom, even though a lot of this freedom is trying to be taken away. They want socialism. Again, still, we're a very free country in the sense that we can create our own destiny. Again, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. Like many of you, I didn't grow up with a lot of money. I didn't grow up with hardly any money, but here I am creating something new, creating a new legacy. And if I were just to stand before my maker and say, you know, those pearly white gates, say, you know what? I lived a fun life. Man, those vacations were awesome. I loved it. You know, or, hey, I had a ton of kids and we got to play. I don't see that as being enough. I see that it's got to be something more. What did I do to bless more lives around me? If I'm blessed with these blessings, why shouldn't I share it? If I have these gifts, just like I talked about with that divine genius, I feel a very, very solemn responsibility to share it. But beyond that, guys, to do that, I got to disrupt the entire financial space and the education that's been taught out there. Now, I'm grateful for people like Robert Kiyosaki, right? And T.R. Becker, and people like that, that try to break the mold, you know, try to break it up a little bit. I know even Tony Robbins does a little with that as well, but trying to break beyond just the typical way of looking at money, right? Because the traditional way of looking at money is what's been taught to us by financial institutions, passed on through financial advisors to you, right? And just so you know, people like Dave Ramsey, bless their heart, you know, as he would say, bless his heart. He's doing an amazing job for people that are just over, like just broke, right? People that are just starting out, giving them good habits to start with to at least start tracking your money. Those first few baby steps, awesome job. Beyond that, not so awesome. People creating wealth beyond that, not working. It's not really giving people the freedom they hope. They might have a lot of net worth, but that net worth is worthless unless it's paying you income streams, right? That's what we're here to try to teach. Is teach something that's different. And we got to disrupt this whole industry, guys. Like the best thing you could do is fire your financial advisor. If you've got one, if you got a traditional mainstream financial advisor, fire them. Now, if you want to keep some money in the stock market, great. Then you keep them for that, right? They're just order takers. And I know because I start out in that industry, 2002, beginning of 2002. So 20 years ago, I started out as a financial advisor. I was trained to do everything that those guys do. I was taught to sell you mutual funds. By the way, I was taught how to tell you to trust me, right? How to just teach you and make it seem hard enough that you would just have to trust me, that I know what I'm doing and that you should just give your money to me, right? That's really what was taught to do. And many financial advisors are. Again, my heart was in the right place. I was there to help people. And I know almost every financial advisor is. So I don't have a war where I'm attacking financial advisors. Just get that straight. I'm not here to attack financial advisors. I'm not here to even really replace them. But what I am here to do is to disrupt that industry, to not incentivize the industry, to get money away from the industry, which I know at some point will put a target on my back from those big institutions, because Fidelity may not like me so much if all of a sudden I'm saying, you know what, stock market may not be the place to be. You know, these mutual funds, you know, this financial advisor doesn't do anything. You know, they just pick stuff like on a dartboard, or even better, which started to come out when I was there, we started doing these risk type of models, right? We'd do a little questionnaire with you, like, what kind of risk are you? And then we'd come up with either like aggressive or moderately aggressive or moderate or conservative and all those kind of things. And we say, great, here's your little mix. Here's your little, you know, portfolio based on your risk propensity, right? Like how much risk you're willing to take, how much money you're willing to lose, really. Isn't that a sad question? Because to me, I don't want to lose anything. And hopefully you're in that boat too, that you don't want to lose a dime, that you're not here to gamble and speculate. You're here to actually have real freedom. And so we've been taught over the years that that is the way it has to be. It's supposed to be where you just turn your money over. It's supposed to go in the stock market. You're supposed to put money in the 401ks and the IRAs, and we're supposed to pay down all our debts. By the way, the banks are loving this because they're saying, hey, they're paying down their debts faster, which just gives us more money to loan out to more people and make more money off this. And they're always earning interest on that money anyways, but they can just put more money in motion faster. And on top of that, you're putting money with them, whether you're storing a savings account, whether you're storing their brokerage accounts, they're making money off of you one way or the other, right? This is like the perfect marketing game that's out there that's somehow convinced the entire country and even spread across the world that that is the answer, that that is the only thing you can do. And remember, financial advisors, they're really just offering you Mexican food. They're just giving you the same ingredients, but repackaged in different names and forms, right? Hey, we all know Mexican food, as delicious as it is, one of my favorites, by the way, as delicious as it is, it's still the same meat, beans, rice, lettuce, tomatoes, salsa, guacamole, all that stuff. And it's just repackaged differently. What's in a taco? Same thing. What's in a burrito? Same thing. What's in a tostada? Same thing. Enchilada. It's all the same stuff, just packaged differently. That's what financial advisors offer. They're offering Mexican food of financial advice. At what point do we say, enough is enough? Because here's the real problem, guys. 4 years into it, I realized it wasn't working. Even people that had decades of help from other financial advisors, right? I came in the early 2000s. As I started to inherit clients from advisors that quit, some of these people have been worked with for decades. Some of them wish that those advisors were actually dead or in jail, because this was right during Y2K. So they were losing a lot of money, right? So they were blaming the financial advisor for losing their money. again, the financial advisors don't do anything. Now, there's some that do some active management that try to pick some things. But again, that's even a gamble, right? Money managers, they're picking stuff, but they can't buy and sell whenever they feel like. They're restricted by law how much they can sell off. I remember during the Enron days, a lot of mutual funds held Enron stock in their portfolio. They couldn't sell it off fast enough because the government wouldn't let them dump it because it would crash the stock too quickly or crash the whole market too quickly. So they had to just piece off little by little as the stock was tanking by anyways. They had to sell off slowly until it was worth almost nothing. That's a mutual fund for you. By the way, I ran some numbers, right? Because that's what I did as a financial advisor. I used to think you would make 12% a year, right? I would say you'd make 12% a year. And hey, if you had 30 years to save. So I would tell people, hey, what if you had $100,000 to start and you're putting away $30,000 a year? You're more than max funding your 401k. You're getting the match and then some. You're putting away $30,000 a year plus your $100,000 in there. You're making 12% for 30 years. I would tell people, like, listen, you would have $11.1 million in 30 years. That's huge, right? Now, the thing I wouldn't do so much, even though I would try to be a good advisor, I would still try to show inflation. I would say, oh, but with inflation, it's different. Now, 3% got depressing. So I'd say 2% inflation, right? Even back then, before they were saying 2% inflation, I was saying 2% because the numbers looked better. Because after inflation, your 11 million goes from 11.1 to 6.1. That's it. Just from 2%, you go from 11.1 to 6.1. It's about half of what it was worth, right? Remember, we used to be the 4% retirement rule. Hey, just pull off 4%. But even when I was a financial advisor in the mid-2000s, we all questioned it. We said, is 4% really too much? Because as rates are starting to drop a little bit, this may not be enough. What if it's 2 or 3%, especially if you want to live long and prosper, right? If you want to do that, 2 or 3% is better. So what if you only pull out 3% of 6.1? That's not bad. It's 183,000. But remember, that's assuming you're making a 12% per year over 30 years and only 2% inflation. Guys, in truth, even though the last 13 years now, since it's been straight up since then, the last 13 years, this uptrend has averaged 13.65% as of the end of 2021. 13.65. That's a real yield. That's crazy. But know that the 30-year average, even with that 13 years, almost half of those years being crazy, the average is still only about 8.45%. I will say 8.5%. Now, if you have fees and everything else, let's just say you only earn 8%. So at the end of my financial advisor days, I started to say, well, what if that same person that had 100,000 to start with, let's say they're 30 or 35 years old, they got 100,000 bucks in their retirement account, and they're putting away 30,000 a year. That's 2,500 a month, right? What if they start doing that, but now they're only earning 8%? And then I said, and even back then I was questioning inflation if it was not higher. Remember, they were telling us at least 3%. Well, let's just say it's only 4%, right? If you go to shadowstats.com, shadowstats.com will say what the inflation rate really is, much, much higher. I'm going to be, again, devil's advocate in favor of the financial advisor, just to show you how bad this is. If you only earn 8% and your inflation rate is 4%, you're going to have, instead of 11.1 million at 12%, you're going to have I'll round up 4.7 million at 8%. Notice it's not just a third less. It's about a third of the number, right? A little over a third. It's about 40% of that original number, 4.6. But after inflation, that 4% inflation, it's only worth about 1.4 million. So what does that mean? It means if you pull off 3% of that actual 1.4 million, that actual dollars that to spend, right? With factoring inflation. So it's almost like saying I have 1.4 million in today's dollars. You pull off 3%, that's about $43,000 a year of lifestyle. You understand that that's like upper, lower class, maybe barely lower middle class right now in lifestyle, hardly anything, $43,000. Oh, and you haven't paid taxes yet because that 401k IRA, you weren't paying taxes that whole time. Now you have to pay taxes. Oh, and of course, because socialism went rampant, we got more taxes now. So now you're not keeping 43,000. Maybe you're only keeping 30,000. So now you're living on $30,000 a year, 2,500 a month after, get this, saving 2,500 a month. Is that where you want to be? And that's, of course, if inflation just stays only at 4%. We've seen worse. And again, going with the rate of the historical, man, it's been about 7.5% to 8.5% is typical for the long-term return of the stock market. And now it just depends on where you fall. Is that going to be enough? You know what's crazy? You know, this is what really drives me nuts and keeps me going, right? Is that I had a lady that reached out to us to hire us. In fact, she did. And she said, Chris, so I met with a financial advisor and it did not encourage me at all. So he said, hey, if you want to retire by 65, just keep doing this. You got to save more and more. And she's like, okay, I've been doing that. She's like, but I don't want to wait till I'm 65. I want to retire younger. He said, I got it. I'll put in 59 and a half. Guys, in their little retirement brains, they can't even think of retiring early. They can't think of retiring the next 5 or 10 years. They're saying, oh, earlier? Yeah, we're going to make it really early. You're going to be so young at a whopping 59 and a half because of all the IRAs and the 401ks you've been saving. And you got to wait till then. They can't even think below age 60, guys. This needs to stop. This right here is what needs to be disruptive. This is what's got to end right now. In fact, the lights are going out. I can see that the sun's setting right now and you can barely even see me at this point. But I'm telling you, do not let the sun set on your retirement. Do not let the sun set on your money. You do not want to be in that position. $30,000 a year? Are you kidding me? After saving $30,000 a year for the last 30 years, is that all you're going to get? Yeah, if you're lucky. Again, if the market does just right, what it should be, and if inflation stays tempered, you're okay. But if not, we're in trouble, guys. We are in big, big trouble. This right here, this hopelessness that I felt towards the end of being a financial advisor is when things shifted. That when the student was ready, the teacher appeared. That's when my friend Doug said, Chris, how many of your clients are financially free where they don't worry about money? And I said, none. He's like, how many of you financial advisors are financially free? If this stuff really works, how many of you guys are free, not off of just making commissions and all the renewals, which is why financial advisors are able to retire at some point, but actually just the mutual funds? How many of you guys can retire? And I thought of those guys that had been working since the late 70s, and I realized none of them could retire. Well, if they can't retire, who makes you think you have a shot of retiring? This needs a stop. And the only way to do this is actually not having a traditional financial retirement plan, but actually focusing on more of a passive income plan, a passive income blueprint, a real cash flow blueprint to say, how can we get enough passive income to pay for your expenses so that you are work optional? So you work because you want to, not because you have to. And I'll tell you, take the same thing. That 30, you know, you have $100,000, guys. That $100,000 could easily generate at least $10,000 a year right there. And if it's in the right places, you can even do it with very little to no tax. So think about this. You are trying to save. And remember, the longer the time goes, the more inflation goes, the more you have to keep saving. It's like a Dalmatian chasing a fire truck. You just keep chasing and chasing, hoping to catch up to it down the road. But if you can retire quickly, that speed can be your friend. Because if you don't have to worry about inflation keep running away from you, say it's only 10 years away. Well, in 10 years, even at 4%, right? Inflation is going to go up. Well, let's just say that your goal, let's just say you're trying to hit that same $30,000 a year. Well, okay, well, we got to raise it up a little bit. So if it's 4% inflation, that $30,000 a year has got to be at least $45,000 a year. Well, guess what? If you had $100,000, right? You start investing that now, that makes you 10%. That's $10,000 a year. You combine that $10,000 with your $30,000 a year you've been saving, that's $40,000. Well, guess what that does? That $40,000 now can generate at least another $4,000 to $5,000 a year. So now your $10,000 becomes more like $14,000 or $15,000. Then you take that, you know, that extra money right there, that $4,000 or $5,000 plus the $10,000 you were already making, because now you're at $14,000 or $15,000 a year on top of your $30,000 a year, you got $45,000, right? Now that $45,000 generated, say, $5,000 a year. So now you're up almost $20,000 a year. The next year at $25,000, and then the year after that, you're at $26,000 because again, you get this income snowball going on top of this money. Here's what's cool, guys. Is that within a matter of years, really within about 5 years, you could already be at past that $30,000. You keep going, right? You keep doing this. And what ends up happening is within 10 years, now you're past 45. In fact, just a few years later, you're actually at that $45,000, right? Again, same lifestyle, but instead of saving for 30 years, maybe you're saving for 7 or 8 years. How would that be? That is exactly the kind of game plan, the kind of blueprint that you need. That's the kind of thing that we teach here. And that's what we're here to disrupt. And the best way to do that is not to hurt financial advisors. We're not here to attack them or hurt them. They are not the enemy. Traditional money mindset, traditional, you know, real things that came from financial institutions, that kind of mindset, that kind of education, that has been the enemy. That's what's limiting you. really you're your own worst enemy. Because if you keep buying into it, not realizing that everybody is in the same boat, that people aren't retiring well, that's why they need Social Security to help bridge that gap a little bit. And even then, they have to be debt-free in hopes that maybe they'll be okay. But then the inflation keeps running rampant and they're wondering if they're going to run out of money. Do not be in that place. You guys can do it better. So here's my challenge to you. If you've got at least $200,000, you should be talking with us one-on-one. You should go to our website, reach out to us on the Contact Us page. If you have at least $200,000 sitting in savings, maybe at least $300,000 sitting in equity in your home or all the above, right? If you've got money you could be using differently, reach out to us and do an actual analysis. Now, you can also do this just by going to the passive income calculator, right? If you just go to the passive income calculator, it'll do the numbers for you. Again, if you're over $20,000, it's going to tell you, reach out to our team and talk to us to see if maybe we should be working with you one-on-one. If not, if it's less than $20,000, that's what our Wealth Accelerator Academy helps address. It helps get you prepared to get to that place where you can then work with us one-on-one. Because again, we want more than 1,000 of you financially independent by 2030. And for many of you, if you need at least 7 to 10 years, you got to start right now to do that. And honestly, we're probably one of the best hopes you've got. Because if you keep doing the same old traditional stuff, you're going to get the same old ordinary results, which the ordinary results are not pretty. That's why I quit being a financial advisor. And that's what got me out of the rat race myself. Not just once, but even twice. Even after I messed it up, I was still able to do it again the second time. But it requires effort, guys. It requires you thinking differently and doing differently. So that's my challenge to you is go take that passive income calculator at moneyripples.com. We'll put that link in the show notes. So you can go right to it. And hey, if that number comes out awesome, reach out to us. Anyways, either way, guys, we have a way to serve you. We want to get you there. If this has been your 2022 resolution of how do you do your get your money working for you harder, this is the time to do it because it's no better time than right now. Guys, make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.